Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is our money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yes. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
I have.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go to debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.
Today I want to talk about a couple things. Last week I forgot to post to this podcast and I just figured it out yesterday, so I just waited. But for example, it was Labor Day last week. So let's say that you're out with your kid on Labor Day and you're having a good time and everything, and then you get pulled over for running a stoplight or running a stop sign or speeding or something like that. And not knowing, one parent, let's say it's the father, gives his driver's license to the police officer, not knowing that there's anything wrong with his driver's license. And then the police officer goes back and runs it and comes back up to the father and says, "Did you know your driver's license is suspended?" Now, the father would have no idea this. What happened was his driver's license was suspended and he got it paid. You know, he paid for it to be reinstated, quote unquote. But somebody at the driver's license office or the child support agency office forgot to reinstate it, forgot to hit the enter button or did something like that. So his driver's license still comes back as suspended. So the officer arrests that person because it's child support related. And at that time, there is a child in the car and that child is subject to child support. So because of child support, somebody made a mistake and this father is going to jail. Now, the child that's involved in this, they're looking at their parent. They're watching their parent get arrested and go to jail. That is a huge tragedy. And this happens all the time. And I don't know about other states, but in the state of Florida, if you get caught driving on a suspended driver's license, I think 3 times, it's automatically suspended for 5 years. So that can make a huge difference in a parent's life. Here's the thing about child support. They can absolutely make mistakes, do whatever they want, because they say that it's for the kids. As long as the masses think that it's for, you know, they're helping for the children, they at child support understand and do whatever they want, whenever they want. It's crazy. It's all for the kids. They hide behind that all the time. If they make a mistake and you end up going to jail or your driver's license gets suspended, oops. I'm sorry. That's what the child support people say. Their mistake just affected another human being's life for whatever reason. Sometimes it's for their whole life. Sometimes it's, you know, just 5 years, whatever. But because their intention, the child support agency has an intention to help the kids, they hide behind that all the time. So they can get away with doing stuff like making mistakes. It's like you're rubbing your hands together thinking that when you go to sell this house, you're going to get 20 grand clear. But if you owe anything more than 20 grand in child support, you're getting nothing because there's a law. It's the same with title agencies, the same with lottery winnings. It's just the same all the way around. If you sell something, the child support agency gets their money, and then the owner of the home or the lottery ticket or whatever gets whatever is left over. Oh, also, you have to pay the IRS, and then the parent gets whatever is left over. in the state of Florida, personal injury funds are still the only thing that I can think of, the only kind of fund that cannot be swiped by the child support agency. But there is other states that your personal injury funds are subject to child support. So if you owe any amount of child support, and they do this stuff all the time, I mean, that them sweeping your money on top of them sweeping your money and giving it to the other parent, that is an enforcement action. They get paid from the federal government for that. So they get paid for pretty much everything. So suspending a license, whatever. The thing is that I do not know. There is nobody that has been able to tell me what kind of enforcement actions pay how much. And with that type of information, we can find out why, you know, certain offenses are, you know, like enforced more than others. Probably because the payment is higher, but who knows? I remember one time the child support agency swept my income tax return, and there was a judgment saying that they owed me $3,000. They were like, oops. And then they gave me a check back, but it was $100 short. They said that they applied court costs to the fee. So that's why I only got $1,600 back. I was just like, whatever. I just took the money. But in reality, there were no court costs at all. It didn't cost them anything to swipe the money. So it shouldn't cost them anything to give me the money back. Very simple. They were like, oops, we made a mistake. See, that's the kind of thing that the child support agency can do. Now, they, you know, whether or not you're going to spend that money on a child, they don't care. They swiped it and they gave it to the mother. And they, you know, when they finally figured out there was a problem, it took over, like, I mean, it took a long time. I was like, it was very easy to see. I was like, okay, the child support agency owes me this money, $3,000, and they swiped my income tax check. It was like $1,700 or something like that. I don't know. But then they sent me a check back for like $1,600. They said that they applied court costs to my refunded amount. I'm like, yeah, right. What court costs? I remember one time the child support agency called me, and I answered the phone, and they told me this is after like 2 or 3 months they had my income tax check returned. They said they were going to refund it back to me. I asked the person that I was talking to on the phone what his first name was. That's all I wanted was his, it was a man. All I wanted was his first name. And he said, I don't have to give that to you. Can you imagine being on the phone with somebody and they don't even have to give you their first name? They would not give me their first name. And then finally he told me his name was Bob. I was like, whatever.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and leave us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I paid it July, June 25th. I paid it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.